I found a baby bootie on the University of Illinois campus the other day. It's hand-knit, off-white, and has a yarn bow in the front. I imagine that a very cute little baby out there misses one very cute little bootie. Even though I found the treasure and it's currently in my possession, that little baby still owns it. Title in it hasn't transferred to me just because I picked it up from a campus sidewalk. That's what the law says generally. Legal doctrine differentiates between lost and abandoned property. If I'd found that baby booty in a garbage bin, then it would be mine. If something's purposely put in the trash, it's there for the taking, and title in the item would shift immediately to the finder. I once found some beautiful leather-bound court books in a dumpster outside a courthouse during its renovation. Those books now belong to me. But the hand-knit off-white booty with the yarn bow found on campus near the art annex doesn't. A great example of the lost and abandoned property distinction comes from Champaign County, the place where the booty was lost. A couple put their silver into a bag for safekeeping, and that bag somehow found its way to Goodwill. 2 hours after their donation, the couple realized their mistake. They called Goodwill, but Goodwill had already sold the silver to a third party. The couple sued that third-party purchaser when she didn't return it. The appellate court found that the purchaser didn't have good title to the silver because Goodwill itself never had good title. The couple hadn't abandoned their possessions. They had accidentally donated them. So the couple got their silver back. Same idea in a case involving millions of dollars worth of certificates of deposit found in an old filing cabinet sold by a bank to a furniture dealer who sold it to another who gave it to a friend who opened a drawer and found the valuables inside. But the bank successfully argued that it had abandoned only the filing cabinet and not the certificates. The court noted that this wasn't like a case involving a bank that had sold a safe knowing that something valuable might be inside. Here, the bank had simply lost the certificates. It hadn't abandoned them. From silver to certificates of deposit to hand-knit off-white baby booties, they're all valuable in their own way. I say that because the one I found is exactly the same as those my mother knit for my oldest son when he was a baby. Same color, same style, same pattern. That's why I'd really like to see it return to its rightful owner. Now, if I could only figure a way to get the word out. I'm Amy Guida.